Hi, it's Mac. It's McCaughan here in Audio Boo. Just a wee story, short one this one. Yesterday I had to go into Glasgow for a wee bit of business. And while I was in there, I thought I'd nip down to the Apple store, as of my wont, to have a wee look round. And also to see if they would replace my defective Apple earbuds, which I've been acting up for the past 2 or 3 weeks. And I was just going to order a new set, actually, you know, online, but it's £25, which is not a problem. But they charge you £5 for delivering. I thought, that's ironic, you know, because it's such a small package. So I thought the best thing to do is to wait to go out in the store, and if they won't replace them then, I'll just buy them there and then. Fortunately, they did replace them. No issues whatsoever. As I said previously, that I've never had any issues whatsoever with Apple products. Any issues with Apple products, but I haven't had any issues with aftercare, in other words, or the service that you get in Apple stores. It's just fantastic. So your lady very kindly exchanged them for a brand new pair, which is brilliant. So I'm back in full operation again. It was a bit annoying. No, it was more than a bit annoying when I'd be listening through to Audio Boos and turn my body a certain way and it would jump to the start of that Audio Boo again, or jump to the next one and then jump to the next one, then jump to the next one, etc. Same with music and things like that. So anyway, got them replaced, fantastic. But here's the wee story bit. Oh no, I'll tell you what I did do. I had a look at the Apple Watches. And I thought they were brilliant. I thought they were absolutely beautiful. As an accessory, as not just an accessory, but as an accessory to the iPhone, I'd say it would be a brilliant piece of equipment. And I did watch, I think it was Detroit Borg, if you don't follow them on YouTube, this guy does some wonderful, what's the word I'm looking for, exposés of all kinds of equipment. And he did one on the Apple Watch, which I thought was brilliant. And it's actually more, it's actually a more complex and fantastic product than I originally thought when I watched his video on it. Anyway, so I had a look at those, the iPhone 6, which I might upgrade to come May. I don't know Ben if I can afford it or not. So anyway, I was in the store. As I approached the Genius desk area on the top floor of this Apple store, I noticed a tall, thin character leaning against the pillar, obviously waiting for his turn to come up for his appointment at the Genius Bar. Apple stores are always busy. I don't know if you ever noticed that. Had to pause you there. Sorry about that. They're always busy. And I saw this tall figure leaning against the pillar, playing with his iPhone. And I instantly recognised him. So I went up and called his name. I said, "I can't believe it's you." It was Gordon Buchanan. Now, if you don't know Gordon Buchanan, he is well-known, incredibly well-known wildlife photographer, videographer, and he has done so many programmes, series with other people on his own. In this country and abroad, and only the night before, and I explained this to him, my wife and I were sitting watching him in Papua New Guinea in the latest series that was being broadcast on, I can't remember, Channel 19 or something. So I said to him, I said, "We were only watching you last night, Gordon." And he says, it kind of looked to me as if to say I was a bit surprised that I'd recognised him. I don't know why. In fact, you know, it's very strange because he's so well known. He began, as far as I remember, not the beginning of his career, but his first television series was in the Autumn Watch, BBC Autumn Watch series, where he was filming a series on the urban foxes in Glasgow. And that's the first time we came across him. And he just had a natural presenter's way of doing things, his voice, his attitude, you know, the whole thing, plus great photographer. Spending this wee small hours just to film foxes and their antics and what all the things going on about foxes, and also some revelations about foxes. And that was his original series. Since then, he's went on to work with so many other people, and obviously expanded his career. And so we were watching him in this series in Papua New Guinea with 4 or 5 other presenters. So I had said to him, I said, we were watching you last night in that Papua New Guinea series. And he said, what channel is that? I can never get them. He said, I can never find out what channel they're broadcasting on. I said, well, I think it's channel 19 or something. I said, but you know, I said, have a look. He says, I'm going to have a look at that because I can never find them. Here's the guy that films the stuff. He can't find the series on television. So anyway, we spoke for a bit. And about the series, about the 2 or 3 of the items on that Papua New Guinea one, he explained, because it's a very volcanic island that they were on. And I was talking about the endurance that they had all to go through with this volcanic ash and being bombarded with stuff and the 100% humidity. And he said that it was fantastic stuff. He says that he enjoyed it so much. Yes, he says some of the things we had to do were pretty horrendous. He says, but at the end of the day, he says, if you get the shots, he says, it's all worth it in the end. And he says, plus, he says, it's great to work with these other people and to travel the world a bit. So, right down to earth guy. We had to finish, as his name was called for his appointment at the Genius Bar. So as we shook hands to say goodbye, he said to me, was that 19? Did you say channel 19? So it was great. So I came home and told my wife Mary, who absolutely loves this guy, and she thought it was brilliant. And on one occasion she says, now, why wasn't I with you? I says, well, you never come with me when I go to the Apple store anyway. So it's your own fault. So it was great. Gordon Buchanan, if you've never heard about him, Google him, under wildlife photographer, filmographer, if you like. Great guy. And it was nice. Nice. Always nice to meet someone who is... And I'm not saying it's always nice to meet celebrities, because I've met a couple of celebrities that I was totally, what's the word I'm looking for? I can't think of it. In other words, they weren't as approachable as you would think they should be. But when you meet someone who's really down to earth, we've met a few people, and they've been so down to earth when you spoke to them, just as if you were a next door neighbour or something like that. It was brilliant. And Gordon's exactly the same as that, which is always nice, isn't it? I can't stand uppity people who are celebrities in whatever form, who think that you're a peasant. I hate that. After all, we're watching them and we're paying the tax to watch them. Anyway, that was it. Just a short... I said a short story. My God, that's 8 minutes. Sorry about that. I do ramble on at times. There you go. Cheated by the now.